Turkey's Prime Minister Bülent Ecevit said today he has no intention of resigning, despite his ill health and the political crisis that is threatening his government. Several members of Ecevit's cabinet have resigned this week. The latest and most prominent is Foreign Minister Ismail Cem, who today announced the formation of a new political party. NPR's Guy Raz is in Ankara. What reasons did Cem give for forming a new party?
Well, Bob, Cem said that there's too much infighting in the current government. This government is made up of three parties. It's a three-party coalition. There have been disputes inside that coalition over whether or not to join Europe. There have also been disputes over the health of the prime minister, who is barely able to walk these days. So Cem felt as if the government's hands were tied, and it was time to form a new party.
He thinks there's too much infighting, and yet he's forming a party to challenge the president?
Indeed, and that party could be a major threat to Prime Minister Bülent Ecevit. The party includes some of the powerful defectors from the government, people who left this past week, including the former deputy prime minister. They're going to form a broad-based pro-Europe party. These fellows are very popular. Cem is one of the most popular politicians in the country.
There's some confusion over Turkey's economic minister, who resigned and then withdrew his resignation and is now part of this new political movement.
Yeah, that's right. Kemal Dervish announced his resignation yesterday. He rescinded that under pressure from both the Prime Minister Bülent Ecevit and the President of Turkey. I think the reason is because Dervish is a stabilizing factor here. He's a former World Bank official. He was brought in February of 2001 to rescue the economy from total collapse. He's been credited with reforming the banking sector. And, you know, most notably, he's very much trusted by international lenders. Turkey is the biggest beneficiary of loans from the International Monetary Fund. And the IMF is depending on Turkey to repay those loans on schedule.
Turkey's in line for membership in the European Union. How does this crisis affect that application?
Well, I think from the European perspective, it doesn't much matter. But from the Turkish perspective, it does very much. There are a few sort of stumbling blocks that remain. Turkey is required to make some major concessions in order to gain accession into the European Union. One of those is granting its Kurdish minority citizens more cultural rights. The other one is abolishing the death penalty. Another one is that Turkey would be required to ease its position on Cyprus, that Turkey should come to some compromise over how to govern that divided island. So I think that what happens is you have nationalists who are opposed to making these concessions, and then you have pro-Europe centrist leaders, moderates, who are very much in favor of making those concessions in order to gain quick accession into the European Union.
How long can this government last?
Well, it looks like it's not going to last very long. I mean, this week alone, you had seven cabinet members who quit. A quarter of Prime Minister Ecevit's party members quit the parliament. Ecevit is regarded as something of a political hero here and a survivor. He's been in power on and off since 1974. But I think most voters want him to go now. He's 77 years old. He's very, very ill. And he's rapidly losing political support.
NPR's Guy Raz in Ankara.